Just follow the sound of the bell deep into the body. Relaxing into the senses. Being aware of the sense of touch of your body sitting in the chair or on the floor. Be aware of your skin's contact with your clothes and your skin's contact with the air. Touching and being touched. Relaxing into the mystery of the body. Being aware of the sound of my voice. Being aware of inner sound and sound in the room and beyond the room. Being with touching and hearing. Hearing the sound of the birds. Feeling the contact between your body and the ground or your body and the chair. Touching and hearing, hearing and touching. Keeping your eyes closed, be aware of the sense of sight. You may just perceive a greyness or a blackness, or the inner sight may show you wonders. But letting seeing come together with hearing and touching. As we deepen into the mystery of the body, breathing in, be aware of the sense of smell. Letting smelling come together with seeing, hearing and touching. Smelling the moment. Breathing in the essence of life, making it part of you. Breathing in life, breathing out that which is no longer needed. The great exchange of life and death. Letting smelling come together with seeing, hearing and touching. Noticing tasting, being aware of the mouth and the tongue, that most intimate sense. Noticing just the taste of the moment or the aftertaste of drinks or food, but most intimately, tasting the moment. Tasting the moment, breathing into life and death, seeing, hearing and touching, being tasted, being smelled, being heard, being seen, being touched. Relax into the mystery of the body. Descending inwards and downwards into the very deep, into the place that is not a place, into Anuvin, the place of peace and wrath. Sinking down, deep, deep down, beneath the surface of self, beneath the personal self, into the mysterious depths of Anuvin. Being held in the descent, being shown a mysterious path that guides you through the mystery. Descending through the layers of the mound and the earth, descending through the layers of the living planet. As if sinking downwards, as if moving through a great ocean. Coming to a plain of shining grass. a place of great greenness, shining more brightly than any grass has ever shone. And noticing many strange but beautiful cows grazing on the grass. Cows whose colours are red and white, and again who seem to shine from within. In some way you know that these are the cattle of Tethera. These are the cattle that are the stars. Feeding on immortal grass. In this vast expanse, we are not sure where to go, and so we look downwards, and flowing near us are five streams. Braided streams that seem to interweave. And somehow we know that these are the streams of the senses that are guiding us in this deep descent. And so we follow. Breathing the immortal air, experiencing the brightness of the many-coloured land, and we become aware that we are travelling to the house of the Doctor of Arts, the poet Fernechte, the Olav of Ulster. Great teacher and guide. Who brings opposites together. Who makes poetry out of pain. And as we follow the stream, we come at length to an enclosed building. It seems ruined. A stockade with its gate hanging off. With what seem like the spoils of war, broken torques, broken swords, shattered chariots. The black ashes. And the stream runs straight through the gate, strangely. And so we follow it, noticing as we pass through the ruin of the great doors. And we come into a small courtyard. With a strange tree and a well at its centre. Half of the tree is green and luscious. Half of it is withered and black, and little flames flicker over the charred surface. Look deep into the well, into its deep black waters. And as you do so, there is a sense of transition and movement. We find ourselves in a small beehive cell. Looking at the image of an ancient mother in black stone, and beside the statue sits a man. Or he seems to be a man. His shape shifts. One moment elder, withered, one moment boy. And somehow we learn or know that this is Fenechte. Great poet and servant of the mother. commune with Fenerte. Let him teach you the mystery of life in death, death in life. Learn from the man who was shrouded at his mother's breast. Learn from the one who keeps his heart green in times of withering. Feel through him the mystery of the bards. And Akhtay puts out his hand and places something in your hand that you do not see but can feel. It is a gift and a promise. And as you receive it, it touches you, creates vibration in your body. And the images fade into a living stillness. In which you feel the presence of Fenechte, your own presence, and the presence of many. You feel the vast plain of immortal grass underneath everything. Energizing everything, feeding everything. You feel and sense the cattle of Tethra, the immortal stars, generating life. Being one with the living universe, being one with Fenechte, being one with the many. Knowing the harmony. The great song of the Awen, the great chant of the name, the song of the doves that holds all things in mysterious confluence and colloquy.